referred to as Hitler's hangman, the Butcher of Prague, and the face of evil. Who was this man? What did he do? Where is his place in history? Coming up next. Today, Reinhard Heydrich, known as the architect of the Holocaust, is a man synonymous with the Final Solution. Shockingly, historians have ignored this story. Though over 40,000 books have been published on the Holocaust, very few of them deal specifically with Heydrich. This lack of specific analysis makes it difficult to identify where Heydrich actually fits into the discussion of the Final Solution among scholars. Over the years, the analysis of the Holocaust and the implementation of the Final Solution have evolved. Following the end of World War II and the conclusion of the Nuremberg Trials, historians viewed the Holocaust under the assumption that the extermination of European Jewry was Hitler's ultimate goal from the very beginning. This analysis, called intentionalism, can be viewed in detail in Holocaust scholar Lucy S. Davidovits's work, The War Against the Jews, published in 1986. Shortly after Davidovits published her volume, historians such as Hans Mommsen began to develop a secondary approach to analyzing the Holocaust, called structuralism. Structuralists believe that it was the competitive anarchic structure of government under Hitler that caused the development of the Final Solution. But much like intentionalism, structuralism was not comprehensive, and it's begun to be critiqued by a new wave of scholarship known as post-structuralism. Using Ian Kershaw's 2008 article, Hitler and the Holocaust, as a guide, post-structuralism argues that it is important to understand that the structure within the Holocaust did not develop out of nothing, but that there had to be at least the grain of an idea manifesting itself. Meanwhile, as the analysis of the Holocaust evolved, attempts were made to try to understand Reinhard Heydrich and his unique role in the Holocaust. Over the course of the last 70 years, roughly 6 biographies were published, the first by Charles Whiten in 1962, and the last by Robert Gerwirth in 2011. Paralleling the evolution of Holocaust analysis, these volumes represent a shifting understanding of Heydrich, from Nazi ideologue to an ambitious technocrat, before combining the two views to create a more comprehensive analysis. Gerwirth, in his biography, argues that a combination of wartime brutalization, frustration over failed expulsion schemes, pressures from local German administrators in the occupied East, and an ideologically motivated determination to solve the Jewish problem, led to a situation in which Heydrich perceives systematic mass murder to be both feasible and desirable, thereby combining the arguments of Charles Whiten and his critic, Gunther Deschner, who published his biography in 1977. Now that Heydrich's place in the history of the Holocaust has begun to become clear, Heydrich and officials like him need to be included in the overarching analysis of the Holocaust. If an approach struggles to include such figures, or ignores them completely, it should not be considered an effective method, and since both main paradigms of analysis fail, the new post-structuralist approach offers new hope. With all of these facets of analysis converging, it is time to combine the goals, people, and structures of the Holocaust to create the most comprehensive analysis to date.